Good morning, KPSU.org. This is Jake Rose, and I have a special guest host today on 80s Obsesso, Victor Nova from my band Pink Noise.
Hello.
Hello, Portland. It's a sunny, snowy morning. It's snowing outside, which is a little odd. And we made it here, though. It's only about 5 minutes late. Sorry about that. And we do have a theme this week, as always. Theme this week is WTF 80s.
WTF. There was a lot of that going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Vic's pick back there. Do you want to say something about that pick?
That was She Blinded Me with Science from Thomas Dolby, 1982.
And that song, it's pretty weird. I mean, we've heard it all many times, but I mean, there's just this random dude shouting stuff, and Thomas Dolby talking about love and science, and pretty weird. I mean, Thomas Dolby's a weird guy. He's very nerdy. He likes science. He wears aviator goggles and has a 1920s haircut, and I don't know. That song is still pretty weird even today.
He did a TED Talk conference a couple of years ago, too.
Oh, really? What was he talking about?
I don't know. I wish I had more information.
The relation between love and science, maybe.
Most likely.
Discourse on that. Yeah, we're just talking about songs that are just were strange, probably at the time, especially just, you know, maybe heard on the radio or, you know, on an album or whatever, and just been like, what is going on? What is up with this person? Like, artists that just kind of took a wild turn, or, you know, artists that were just strange to begin with. This next pick I have is an artist who, not known for hip-hop per se, but did do a venture into this different genre, and we're gonna have a couple artists in my choices this week that did that. This was none other than Rodney Dangerfield with Rappin' Rodney. I've got the original 12-inch. Didn't bring it in, but we've got the YouTube version. We've got a music video we'll post on 80s. Obsessed.blogspot.com. So here's Rappin' Rodney for everybody.
I'll just make sure that computer's working.
I tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape. I don't get a break with nothing. I played hide and seek when I was 3.
No respect, no respect.
Why they wouldn't even look for me?
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, I never had fun.
No respect, no respect.
They took me to a dog show and I won.
No respect, no respect.
When I was born, I brought no joy.
No respect, no respect.
My old man said he wanted a boy.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, always alone.
No respect, no respect.
Halloween, I had a trick-or-treat over the phone.
No respect, no respect.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Death, where is my sting?
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't that your type? No, no. Rappin' Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney. Can't get a break.
I'm getting old, it's hard to face.
No respect, no respect.
But during sex, I lose my place.
No respect, no respect.
Steak and sex, my favorite pair.
No respect, no respect.
I have them both the same way, very rare.
No respect, no respect.
I know I'm old, I could go any minute.
No respect, no respect.
I got a kidney-shaped pool with a stone in it.
No respect, no respect.
Dr. Vinnie Boombots, that's another one.
No respect, no respect.
I said I want to stop aging, he gave me a gun.
No respect, no respect.
I told him I got water on the knee. He gave me a sponge and raised his fee.
What's the matter, Rodney?
It ain't easy being me.
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't that your type? No, no. Rappin' Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney. Can't get a break.
nothing goes right. I just can't fight it.
No respect, no respect.
Well, Eastern Airlines thanked me for flying United.
No respect, no respect.
I got some money. What did I do?
No respect, no respect.
I bought some quicksand. The deal fell through.
No respect, no respect.
My car broke down. I called AAA.
No respect, no respect.
They left the car and towed me away.
No respect, no respect.
I can't take it no more. I'm getting too old.
No respect, no respect.
I called suicide prevention. They put me on hold.
No respect, no respect.
Winter, summer, spring, and fall. I'm always up against a wall.
What's the matter, Rodney?
I don't get no respect at all.
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't that too tight? No, no. Rappin' Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake for old Rappin' Rodney. Can't get a break.
It's getting worse. It's caving in. The heaviness, I can't take it no more. It's all over. Now, where are my kids? Somebody help me. Hey, bartender. Hey, who's that guy with my daughter? Where's my wallet?
Welcome back to KPSU. This is Jake Rose.
And Victor Nova.
And Victor Nova's filling in for DJ Ferris, who went to Canada for some reason. Who knows why? But I don't know why anybody would want to leave America.
Yeah, I don't know.
No reason.
Canada's pretty awesome.
No comment. But anyway, that was your pick there. A little Depeche Mode and
Loving Itself.
Why'd you pick that song?
I picked that song because, well, it is pretty WTF. That's from Construction Time again. And the biggest reason I picked that song is because of the amazing synth solo at the end. It's not very often that you hear someone rock out on synthesizers without much regard for rhythm or playing notes that are in the right key and not quite exactly sure what they were on when they recorded that, but it's one of my favorite Depeche Mode songs.
Yeah, it's pretty brave to release a song with a solo like that, just so much disregard for any kind of, I don't know, preconceived ideas about what music is or should be. It's just...
Yeah, really weird song structure.
Yeah, those horns. Yeah, pretty weird song there, Depeche Mode. What were you guys thinking? What were you on? I don't know.
All sorts of things.
Does fall into that WTF category that we're going for this week. Before we had Rappin' Rodney, which I didn't even know this, but it has an amazing music video. We'll definitely post that on 80sobsesso.blogspot.com. It's got Rodney going from court to jail to dying, all the while just not getting much respect in general. And we've also got another foray into hip-hop, which was very unexpected. Song actually was denied by the record label at the time. In 89, Brian Wilson was recording a new album. It's called Sweet Insanity. This song, he was actually working with Mike Dyke, I believe, one of the then Dust Brothers, who produced Paul's Boutique. And had a very interesting idea, like kind of making a collage of like old songs, like put together into a new song that was kind of a fresh change of pace for his normal, song ideas. He decided, I've been singing about girls who weren't too smart this whole time. I'm going to start, talking about smart girls, sexy ladies with high IQs. So that's where this next song came in. And, it's an unreleased song. It's been highly bootlegged. I've got the video posted on our Blogspot already. So we're going to play this one next. It's Brian Wilson's Smart Girls on KPSU.org.
Intelligent chicks are dynamite. understand. You're old enough to learn the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's time to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Maybe that's you, won't you stay? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop.
Stop!
I can't stop myself.
No!
Has taken over my one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind. Forgive and forget, and I'll make up for all lost time. She's put together fine. Is on my mind. I can't stop.
Stop!
I can't stop myself.
This is not the King Koopa show. This is 80s Obsessed Up. And I'm Jake Rose. This is Victor Nova. That little clip just kind of threw me for a whirl. The King Koopa show was like some kind of local TV show in Cleveland or something. In the 80s, there wasn't enough that there was a Mario Brothers show. They had to have a King Koopa show where he showed cartoons and a guy in
like Ramblin' Rod.
Yeah, but it was Bowser showing cartoons and a guy in a huge reptilian lizard suit. I would check that out on our blog spot. I got the video posted there. I wish I had a full episode of that. If anybody has like a VHS copy of the King Koopa show, please give us a call at 503-725-5945. Also, if you want tickets to see Swans, give us a call at 503-725-5945. And if you have the King Koopa show on VHS and want tickets, I'll give you two pairs. But if you just want one pair, definitely give us a call. And let us know what is your favorite WTF song of the 80s. That show is February 28th at the Roseland 21 and Over. And We just had a couple of songs back there. Smart Girls by Brian Wilson was an unreleased song from 89 that he did with one of the Dust Brothers. And before that, we had one of Vic's picks. Actually, after that was Klaus Nomi's Lightning Strikes.
Yeah, not definitely a WTF song because Klaus Nomi did it. Wasn't written in the 80s. It was actually written in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And by Lou Christie. And Klaus Nomi kind of definitely took it into WTF land.
Mm-hmm.
As he did so well. And he actually released that single in 82, which was 1 year before he died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much everything he touched turned into WTF. And that song to start out with, the Frankie Valli version had a weird thing about it where in the background you can actually hear the background singers singing F me ah ooh over and over again as a person from an older generation pointed out to me once. And after that, it's just painfully obvious every time you hear it that they are saying the F word over and over again on the radio, and nobody ever caught it in the FCC. So hats off to Frankie Valli, you rascal, and the Klaus Nomi version as well. And the next song I'm going to do is a song that's, you know, people have heard parts of definitely over and over again. Movies like Ferris Bueller's Day Off and other 80s movies use this song. But probably not a lot of people have actually heard the whole thing and just realize how weird this song is. And the band is Yellow. The song is Oh Yeah. A little background about the band. One of the main guys, the singer, was actually a millionaire. And the other guy that did all the music, Boris, was a musician, artist guy, and they teamed up and had this really strange band that did a lot of cool music, and they have really cool videos too. This video for Oh Yeah is really good. There's also good videos for like The Race and I Love You. So we're going to go ahead and play that song on kpsu.org.
Sound and more music. McGruff the Crime Dog here with my nephew Scruff. Here's the address for my new free comic activity book.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
It shows kids what to do about guns and drugs and bullies and strangers. And it's got games and puzzles, too. Write it down now.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
A public service message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for joining us on 80s Obsesso this morning. A little Scruff McGruff there, and Oh Yeah by Yellow before that. And next pick is Victor's on the WWF version of 80s Obsesso this morning.
Smackdown! So this song, we all know and love, and I had heard the song on the radio a lot before I started realizing how WTF it really is. I mean, this one, the lyrics really, really take it away. So this song is basically about how Tone Loc is kind of lame, and there's hot ladies all around, but he's not getting any of the action because he's lame. He's not having luck with the ladies. And so he asks this dude who apparently is macking it up with the honeys. He's like, "Hey man, what's your secret?" And he's like, "Well, I use this little stuff. I just slip it into girls' drinks, and they end up coming home and going to bed with me. Crazy enough." So basically, this fly dude gives this basically date rape drug to Tone Loc, and is like, "Man, just slip this in the girls' drinks." And so then he's like, all right, let's try it out. Well, first he tries it on his dog, and his dog starts humping his leg or doing the wild thing on his leg. And then he tries it. He tries it on all these people, and it still isn't working out for him. Like he's trying to date rape chicks, and it's still not working out. he sang about this quite often, and, huge celebrity. Not many, most rappers are kind of singing about the opposite thing. It's kind of admirable how Tone Loc is singing about his failures in the macking department.
It is interesting. I never have really paid that much attention to these lyrics. It's mostly the hook, but that is very interesting, and hopefully that's not affected his status of a non-celebrity now, the whole date rape thing, but
apparently not.
Still brave for him to bring up that topic in a pop song, for sure.
WTF.
Well, this is the funky Comadina, if you hadn't figured that out. Did I say that right? Comadina?
Funky Cold Medina.
Cold Medina.
That's the name of said illicit date rape drug.
The Cold Medina.
Cold Medina.
It's Comadina, or I guess it makes sense for a comb putting girls in a coma. But Cold Medina. All right. Funky Cold Medina here on KPSU.
And we go a little something like this. Hit it. I dig it. Come on. Cool and at a bar. Looking for some action, but like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up with LOC? The girls are all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm a star. So I gotta be strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy why he's so fly, he said, "Funky Cold Medina." Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the funky cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds, McKenzie, Alex, and Strohs. They want me, my dog, along with that Medina pal. I went up to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little funky cold Medina. She said, I like a drink. I said, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she go licked her lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got her dress, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her mouth. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the funky cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s and Loke is down with the lady. No joke. Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. We had a few drinks. I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. Instead, she started talking about plans for our wedding. So I grabbed my coat and hit the door. I said, baby, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't fool around with the funky cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster. Funky cold Medina.
We are back on KPSU, and we have a special treat for you. We've got DJ Ferris on the line. Can you hear me, DJ Ferris?
Hey, how's it going?
So you sound a little different this week.
Oh, I'm in Canada. I'm in a conference up here in Vancouver, eh?
That may be the reason. You know, you've like developed a little bit of an accent since you've been up there.
Oh, hopefully I'll get rid of it by the time I cross the border.
Yeah, we hope so.
It's infectious.
Great it's show, infectious. Though. I've been listening online at kpsu.org up in Vancouver, British Columbia, and it sounds great. You guys are doing an awesome job.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, DJ Ferris. Just wondering why you'd ever want to leave America. Just doesn't make sense.
Only for a conference.
For a conference. You Canadians and your conferences. You just love conferences up there.
Well, it was a conference on how awesome America is. Boom!
Ooh, that makes sense. All right.
There we go.
You're forgiven.
Yep. No, anyways. Hey, I wanted to say WTF 80s video is definitely Whip It by Devo.
That is very true. I've got a Devo song coming up. I couldn't resist adding Devo to the mix today.
Yeah.
And it's a collaboration. We'll see that soon. And you had a WTF pick today. What was it?
Yes. Well, initially I was going to pick 19 by Paul Hardcastle. I mean, where else in the 80s? Where else but the 80s are you going to get like a Vietnam horrific song but like set to a disco beat? But I'm actually going to save that one for another show. But I'll say One Night in Bangkok by Murray Head. That song's pretty bizarre. And I know that it actually was taken from a play.
Mm-hmm.
So it adds to its bizarredom, WTFM.
Yeah, plays are just weird in general.
Yes. I don't like Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, movies, sure. Plays, just getting into, like, avant-garde, bizarre, like, just weird territory there. But yeah, we'll play your pick, Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok. I think I just got a text message. And
word! That was not for me. but it's not from Canada.
Not from Canada. It won't charge me 20 cents then.
Well, no. That's good. But I'll be back next Wednesday with you on 8 a.m. What are we going to do next week?
I think we're talking about bad movie songs.
Okay.
Bad.
Horrible songs from 80s movies.
So many choices.
Songs that could still be enjoyable, though, not just songs you wouldn't want to hear, but songs that are still, you know, funny, have some entertainment value, but not great songs. I think just owe it to our viewers, or not viewers, listeners.
Okay.
We don't want to just torture them with bad songs.
So not the bad Rod Stewart song from Legal Eagles or whatever.
Yeah, not that song, but...
Okay.
But, you know, funny bad songs.
All right, you got it, man. We'll see you next week.
All right, we'll have a good trip. Have a good conference, eh?
All right, later, man. Take care.
All right, you hoser. It's Murray Head with 19 Bangkok on KPSU.
Of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean Spa had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary menu. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place. One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. But their pulse ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. And if you're lucky, then the god's a she. I can feel a danger sliding up to me. One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother. It's a drag, it's a bore. It's sweet as that you paint it. You've been looking at the bar, not looking at the city. What do you mean? You've seen one crowded, polluted, thinking town. Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine. One night in Bangkok makes the heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok and the tough guys crumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me. Cerebral fitness. This grips me more than would a muddy old river or a reclining Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors. One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pools ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. A little special, little history. I can feel an angel sliding up to me. One night in Bangkok makes the heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. Shh, 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 shh
stars are streaming, jet black airs of sex and shoes. Let's fish around the air again. Golden mammoths feed off dead meat, time on cosmic soul. YTG, we want victory, we want truth. A million stars move into view. Slender fungus was a disc of shiny concrete. Slender fungus was a disc, a shiny ball of meat. Slender fungus sucks the toes that linger around your feet. Slender fungus eats in bed before he goes to sleep. Dancing, dancing in your veins. I am you, but you're not me. Bitter dolls, he's always green. Dancing in her time, midnight glow. Truth is simple, can't ever say no. Flames fly high, look at the moon. Watching demons again, neither are you. Slender fungus was a disc of shiny concrete. Slender fungus was a disc, a shiny ball of meat. Slender fungus kissed the fish inside a stolen jeep. Slender fungus eats. Things you are, bombs on song, song, red hot jazz, burn cells out, just to please. Back to a guard, get on your knees. Big, big bombs on, gets burnt out. Light your fire, move into view. You can do better, you can do better, you can do better, that's only true. Slender fungus was a disc of shiny concrete. Slender fungus was a disc, a shiny ball of meat. Slender fungus sucks the toes that linger around your feet. Slender fungus eats in bed before he goes to sleep.
Strong and sweet, fitting on my knee. She can keep her job if she gets it wrong. Ah, but Mr. Mox, I won't need her long. All I need is help for a little while. We can take dictation and learn to smile. And a temporary secretary is what I need for to do the job. I need a I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary, temporary secretary. I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a
She could be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary secretary.
Back to 80s Obsesso. I'm Jake Rose here with Victor Nova.
Hello.
He's my special guest host, Temporary Secretary by Paul McCartney, of all people, doing a weird song there from his second McCartney album. Before that, Tones on Tail.
Slender Fungus,
another bizarre one. And to start off that long set, we had a... What did we have? I can't remember.
One Night in Bangkok.
Oh, yeah, One Night in Bangkok. DJ Ferris had a special call-in requesting that song, and we played that. And we just got one more song here. We got a couple more minutes left. Just want to talk a second about Neil Young and Devo collaborated on this version of Hey Hey My My, the Human Highway soundtrack. Devo turned out to be a big influence on Neil Young and his band, surprisingly, and one of Neil Young's favorite artists. So I'm going to play that just... got a couple minutes left. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll have a playlist on 80sobsesso.blogspot.com as well as some awesome music videos from these songs. So we will see you next week.